哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all of you.
好，我们在下午，我们继续来从圣经当中来做彼此的学习。
This afternoon, we'll continue to study the Bible.
今天早上我们谈到挪亚所建造的方舟。
And this morning, we discussed the Ark of Salvation.
来给我们今天每个人在建造自己信仰生命上面做一个提醒。
And it's a reminder that we need to to build our ark.
保罗告诉我们
，Paul tells us
在哥林多前书，保罗说每个人都在建造自己的工程。
In 1 Corinthians, Paul tells us that everybody is constructing their own faith.
但是每个人用的材料都不太一样。
But the materials that everybody uses is different.
所以有的人是用金银宝石。
So some people use gold, silver, and precious metals.
但是有的人却是用草木禾秸来建造他的信仰。
But some people use grass and wood to construct their faith.
说到最后有火要出来。
So in the end, when the fire comes,
会将每一个人的工程都试炼一番
，and everybody's faith will be tested.
所以呢，我们今天每个人都在建造自己的信仰，建造自己的方舟。
And so today, every one of us is constructing our faith and our ark.
我们所付出的努力
，and the effort that we put in.
我们所遵照的尺寸 ，the instruction,
and the instruction that we learn.
会决定最后这个方舟有没有拯救的能力。
And that will decide whether our ark has the power of salvation.
我们继续往下看哦。
So let's continue.
我们请翻到创世纪的第八章。
So let's turn to Genesis chapter 8.
创世纪第八章。
Genesis chapter 8.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节。神纪念挪亚和挪亚方舟里的一切走兽牲畜，神叫风吹地，水势渐落。第二节，渊源和天上的窗户都闭塞了，天上的大雨也止住了。第三节，水从地上渐退，过了150天，水就渐消。第四节。
Four.
七月十七日，方舟停在亚拉腊山上。第五节，水又渐消，到十月初一日，山顶都显出来了。第六节，
Six.
第六节过了四十天，挪亚开了方舟的窗户，放了一只乌鸦去。那乌鸦飞来飞去，直到地上的水都干了。第八节。
Eight.
他又放了一只鸽子去，要看看水从地上退了没有。第九节，
Nine.
但遍地上都是水，鸽子找不着落脚之地，就回到方舟挪亚那里。挪亚伸手把鸽子接近方舟来。这是一段我们非常熟悉的记载。
And this is a passage that we are very familiar with.
相信在教会当中也常常听到这当中的教训。
And I'm sure that we hear this, these lessons very often in church.
所以我们今天就从挪亚离开方舟所做的选择来作为我们今天学习的内容。
So today we will use Noah's decision to leave the ark as a way for mutual encouragement.
从第八章的一开始。
So from the beginning of chapter 8.
第八章的第一节告诉我们。
Chapter 8 verse 1 tells us.
他说神纪念挪亚跟方舟里的一切。
It says that God remembered Noah and every living thing.
我们的弟兄姐妹啊
brothers and sisters.
如果有一天你感觉到生命当中没有帮助
if there is one day that you feel that there is no one to help you in
your life. 如果有一天你觉得生命黑暗没有人在乎
if you think that life is dark and nobody cares.
如果有一天你觉得走投无路人生是黑暗的
and if you feel that you don't have a path and your life is dark.
第八章的第一节要成为你生命当中的亮光。
Then chapter 8 verse 1 should be the light of your life.
因为在这里说神纪念。
Because here it says that God remembered.
神纪念挪亚。
God remembered Noah.
神纪念方舟里的一切。
And God remembered all that was in the ark.
所以当神的时候到了。
And so that when the time of God comes,
神就要伸手帮助跟拯救。
God will reach out his hand to help us.
这是这整件事情当中最重要的一句话。
And this is the most important verse in this chapter.
告诉我们说神从来没有忘记。
And it tells us that God has never forgotten.
不管你是在什么样的环境，
no matter what your environment,
不管你是面对什么样的困难，
no matter what kind of struggles you are facing,
不管你是多么的孤单寂寞，
and no matter how sorrowful you are,
不管是不是众叛亲离，大家都离开你了，
and no matter if everybody around you has left,
这里告诉我们说，神永远不忘记。
But here it tells us that God never forgets.
神也永远不离开。
And he will never leave you.
所以在提摩太后书里面。
So in 2 Timothy it tells us.
那个时候保罗是年纪老迈，提摩太后书是保罗年纪很老的时候写的。
And 2 Timothy was written when Paul was very old in age.
里面讲到一句话。
And it has a sentence there.
因为那个时候保罗被关在监牢里面。
Because at that time Paul was shut in jail.
所以保罗说啊，众人都离开我了。
So Paul says that all have left me.
我们可以想象保罗当时写那句话的心情。
And so we can think about how Paul was feeling when he wrote this letter.
一个老人家。
As an old man.
一辈子为主耶稣奋战。
He has fought for Jesus his whole life.
但是到最后，一个老人在监牢里面。
However, as an old man in jail,
不但孤没有人在旁边。
With nobody around him.
不但没有自由，而且没有同伴。
With no freedom and no people around him.
所以我们可能会觉得这样的晚年是非常悲惨的。
And so we might think that this kind of old age is very sad indeed.
但是保罗这样子说。
But Paul says.
保罗说众人都离开我了。
He says that all have left me.
但是神常在我身边啊。
However, God is always by my side.
为什么保罗能讲这句话？
So why is it that Paul was able to say this?
因为他知道神纪念他。
Because he knows that God remembered him.
神从来没有放下他。
And God had never put him down.
所以虽然身旁一无所有。
So although there's no one around him.
但是神常在他的身边。
But God is always by his side.
所以我们的弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们要常常把这句话记在我们的心中。
We need to remember this word in our heart.
当你觉得生命很苦的时候。
When you feel that life is bitter.
这里说神纪念。
Here it says that God remembered.
所以神纪念挪亚。
And so God remembered Noah.
神纪念方舟里的一切。
And God remembered all that was within the ark.
所以水就渐渐退去了。
And so the water slowly receded.
在这里说方舟停在亚拉拉山上。
And here it says that the ark stopped on the mountain of Ararat.
从第六节开始啊。
From verse 6.
第六节开始挪亚做了第一个选择。
In verse 6, Noah made his first decision.
在这里说，挪亚开了窗户，放出一只乌鸦去。
And Noah opened the window of the ark, and he let out a raven.
这一段我们非常的熟悉。
And this section we are very familiar
with. 而且我们在谈到这一段的时候。
And when we're discussing this section.
我们常讲到乌鸦的污秽。
We often talk about the filth of the raven.
而常常强调鸽子的纯净。
And we talk about the purity of the dove.
我们讲到鸽子美丽。
And we talk about how beautiful the dove is.
鸽子干净。
How clean it is.
鸽子是洁净的。
And how pure it is.
但是相比之下，这个乌鸦就不行了。
So when you compare it to the raven, then the raven does not compare.
所以我们常常在这里强调说我们要像鸽子一样的美丽，这样的美好。
So we often emphasize that we need to be like this dove, beautiful and good.
但是当我每次读到这一段的时候啊。
However, when I read this, this section.
我不禁要问一个问题啊。
I always have a question.
我们如果仔细看这一段。
If we study this more clearly.
说当挪亚需要知道外面的景况。
When Noah needed to know the situation of what was outside,
他所选的他的第一选择不是鸽子啊。
His first choice was not the dove.
你在这里看他第一个选择是谁？
And so what was his first choice?
第一个选的是乌鸦。
The first choice was the raven.
这不就让我们要去想一想为什么会这样呢？
So we need to think about why that is.
在方舟上面有各式各样不一样的鸟类。
So on the ark, there are various different types of birds.
有大有小。
There's big ones, small ones.
有的比较漂亮，有的比较丑陋。
Some are more beautiful, some are ugly.
有的声音好，有的声音沙哑。
Some have beautiful voices, some have raspy voices.
有的翅膀很大，可以飞很远。
Some have large wings and they can fly very far.
但是在这众多的鸟类当中。
But within all of these types of birds.
挪亚的第一个选择却是黑漆漆的乌鸦。
The first choice that he made was a dark and dirty raven.
啊，这是我们需要去思考的一件事啊。
So this is something that we need to think about.
挪亚第一个选的不是鸽子。
So the first thing that Noah chose was not the dove.
他所给予的机会是给予乌鸦。
And the first opportunity he gave was for the raven.
啊，所以我们今天要从这一段来反思我们的生活。
So we need to use this and look upon our lives.
很多时候我们都觉得我就是那只鸽子啊。
So many times we'll think that we are this dove.
那可是啊，再仔细想想我们的生活态度。
But if we think about our attitude towards life,
我们今天的个性，我们的脾气
our personality, our anger,
我们做人做事的方法
the way that we treat people,
跟我们和人讲话的态度
and how we speak to others.
有时候啊，你越检讨自己，越思考自己的个性啊。
And sometimes the more that we examine ourselves,
你就发觉说自己的形象从那个白白的鸽子慢慢变成黑黑的乌鸦啦。
We'll see that very slowly from a white and pure dove, we are becoming a raven.
一个人越认识自己。
And as somebody knows themselves better,
越能够看清楚到自己的弱点。
Then they can see their weaknesses.
一个人越认识自己的弱点。
And when you recognize your weakness,
就会发现说其实我没有我想象的这么好啊。
Then you'll realize that really I'm not as good as I thought I was.
到最后只发现了一个结论。
And so you come to a conclusion.
说原来我就是这一只黑漆漆的乌鸦。
And the conclusion is that indeed I am this raven.
但是虽然你是乌鸦。
So although we are the raven.
但是挪亚一样把机会给你啦。
However, Noah has given us the opportunity.
就像挪亚选择这只乌鸦一样。
Just like Noah chose the raven,
挪亚并没有因为他的颜色而鄙弃他。
Noah didn't discriminate against the color of the raven.
挪亚并没有因为他的声音而讨厌他。
And he didn't hate the raven because of its voice.
所以挪亚还是把机会给了这只乌鸦。
And so regardless, Noah still gave opportunity for the raven.
但是最后乌鸦因为自己的选择。
But in the end, because of the choice of the raven,
使他失去了这一次蒙纪念的机会。
And he left his opportunity behind.
到最后他没有达到他的工作。
And in the end, he couldn't finish his task.
使得挪亚只好再送一只鸽子出去。
And it forced Noah to send out a dove instead.
所以今天乌鸦的失败不在于它的颜色。
So today, the failure of the raven is not the color of the raven.
而在于它无法克服自己的软弱。
But the inability to face its own weaknesses.
所以我们今天要以这只乌鸦来作为我们的警惕。
So we need to learn from this raven.
今天你跟我都在这里。
Today you and I are both here.
神不但把我们拣选进入了方舟。
Not only has God chosen us to enter into the ark.
有得救的机会跟有救恩的盼望。
To have the opportunity of salvation and the hope of salvation.
更使我们有机会服事得荣耀。
And the chance to serve and to be glorified.
所以机会给予我们。
And so we have this opportunity.
每个人都拥有机会。
And all of us have this chance.
但是到最后每个人的结果却不太一样。
However, at the end, the conclusion is very different
between different people. 有的人能够把握机会活出一个不一样的人生。
Some people will grasp onto this opportunity and live a different life.
有的人最后只能被记载，到最后使人摇头叹息。
But some people will be bogged down by regret in the end.
所以我们在这里，我们要看看这只乌鸦。
So we need to look at this raven.
机会给了他。
The opportunity was given to him.
为什么到最后他却成为一个失败的代表？
Why was it in the end that he became a symbol of failure?
然后在这里讲说，挪亚选了一只乌鸦，就把它放出去了。
And here it says that Noah picked a raven and sent him out.
但是在这里说乌鸦飞来飞去啊。
But here it says that the raven flew around.
他说啊，直到水退了。
And only until the waters receded.
所以在这里啊，乌鸦有几个问题。
So here are a few problems with the raven.
使得他最后工作失败。
And that caused him to fail in his task.
第一个问题啊。
And the first problem.
这里讲说乌鸦飞来飞去哦。
The first problem is that the raven flew to and fro.
在这里讲说，当乌鸦进到了这个当乌鸦离开了方舟。
And here it says that once the raven left the ark,
它是有使命的，它是有责任的。
He had a responsibility.
如同主耶稣把门徒送进了这个世界。
If Jesus sent disciples into this world,
是有目的有责任的。
There is a purpose and there is responsibility.
今天主耶稣对你我也是一样。
Today Jesus sees us the same way.
是要让我们进入世界，而且有责任有目的。
He puts us into this world with a purpose.
但是当乌鸦飞到了这个世界。
However, when this raven flew into the world,
离开了方舟，看见这个茫茫的大水，
and left the ark and saw the large waters.
在这里讲说他飞来飞去啊。
And here it says he flew back and forth.
为什么飞来飞去呢？
And why did he fly back and forth?
因为外面的世界比方舟里的环境有趣太多了。
Because the outside environment was much more interesting than the ark.
有很多东西可以看。
There are many things to see.
有很多地方可以去。
There are many places to go.
有很多选择可以自由的到处乱跑。
And there are many choices that you can make independently.
相比在方舟的生活啊。
And compared to the life in the ark,
外面的世界有趣的太多了。
The life outside is so much more interesting.
所以啊，乌鸦的第一个问题。
And so the first problem with this raven,
就是当他离开之后，他就被这个五光十色的世界所吸引了。
Is that he was seduced by this world.
发觉说外面比里面好玩。
And he realized that it's more fun outside than inside.
世界比教会有趣。
The earth is more interesting.
所以他就不想回来啦。
And so he didn't want to go home.
所以啊，今天我们啊，每一个基督徒，每一个信徒啊。
So today, all of us Christians.
我们虽然活在世界上。
Even though we live in this world.
主耶稣说，我们活在世上，我们却不是属于世界的。
Jesus tells us that even though we are in this world, we are not of the world.
但是当我们今天进到了这个世界。
But today, when we enter into the world.
如果没有办法把持住我们的本心啊。
If we are not able to hold fast to our beliefs,
被这个世界的被这世界的繁华所吸引呢、啊、
，and we are drawn in by the interesting things of this world,
到最后就忘记回家，就没有家啦。
Then in the end, we'll forget to return home, and there will be no home.
是的，这个世界上有许多好玩的事啊。
And it's true that there are many fun things in this world.
有很多事情可以做，有很多物质可以追求。
There are many things you can do, many things you can pursue.
但是在世界到处飞来飞去的结果。
But the result of flying back and forth around this world
就是失去了原本尊荣的资格
is that you've lost the
你原本的荣耀、哦、
and you've lost the original glory that you had
如同这只乌鸦一样
and just like this raven
本来有机会被记录下来
even though he had the chance to be remembered
本来有机会成为我们今天学习赞美的对象
And he could have been remembered as somebody we could learn from and be praised.
却在千年之后被我们看见。
But after 1,000 years, we see him.
以他作为我们今天的警告。
And he becomes a warning for us today.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为喜欢往外跑啊。
Because he likes to fly around outside.
有时候啊，我们今天在教会里面久了。
So today, some of us, after being in church for a long time,
我们会对外面的世界非常非常的好奇。
We will be very curious about the world outside.
很好奇呀、啊，别人在外面是做什么过什么日子的。
And we wonder how people pass their lives.
然后啊，觉得自己很可怜啊。
And we feel we are very pitiful.
这也不能做，那也不能做，这也管我，那也管我。
I can't do this. I can't do this.
所以觉得自己呀、啊、很受捆绑啊。
And so we feel that we are bound.
尤其是年轻的一代。
Especially those who are younger.
年轻一代在教会里面长大。
Those of us who are young grew up in church.
总是在对外面的世界充满了好奇心啊。
And we are filled with interest in the outside world.
在几年前啊，教会几年前有一个教会有一个慕道朋友啊。
And a few years ago, there was a truth seeker at church.
我们在座可能有很多人都认识他哦。
And maybe those of us sitting here know him.
他在信主以前呢、啊，他信主以前呢、啊，他是毒品打得很凶啊。
And before he came to Christ, he did a lot of drugs.
而且啊，生活非常的混乱跟罪恶啊。
And his life was very sinful.
吸毒吸到头发都掉光了。
And he did so much drugs that his hair fell out.
而且啊，这个学业也没有办法继续。
And he couldn't continue his education.
基本上啊，年纪轻轻，人生已经没有什么，人生已经没有盼望了。
And even though he was young and in age, there was no nothing good looking forward.
但是在他人生最绝望的时候，
But at his lowest point of life,
有人带他来到真耶稣教会。
Somebody brought him to the True Jesus Church.
来教会慕道得圣灵神赐给他力量啊。
He came and visited, and he received the Holy Spirit, and God gave him the light.
就这样子不再需要就不再需要用毒品了。
And after this, he didn't need to use drugs anymore.
而且生活开始改变。
And his life began to change.
生命当中有了盼望。
He had hope in his life.
那我还记得啊，在有一次的学生联谊会里面啊。
And I still remember at one SSC.
特别请他来给年轻人做见证，做这个生命改变的见证啊。
And we asked him to give a testimony about how his life was changed.
那结果啊，见证到他来做见证完之后呢？
And after the testimony,
有很多年轻人跑去找他讲话啊。
Many youth ran up to him and wanted to speak with him.
那一天晚上啊。
And that night,
因为我跟他还算我跟他还蛮认识的啊。
And because I know this brother quite well.
所以啊，我就在跟他聊天啊，晚上就跟他聊天啊。
So at night, I was just chatting with him.
那时候他就跟我说哦。
And at that time, he told me.
他说你们教会的我们教会的年轻人很奇怪啊。
And he said that the youth in our church are very strange.
我说怎么会很奇怪？我们的青年很棒的。
And I said, what do you mean? Our youth are wonderful.
他说你知道吗？今天我做完见证以后哦。
And he said that, you know, after I gave my testimony today,
我自己讲的都很感动。
Even I was moved by my own words.
因为想到主耶稣怎么样救我脱离黑暗。
Because I thought about how Jesus lifted me out of the darkness.
但是啊，那个见证完之后啊。
But it seems that after the testimony,
他说啊，你们的青年来都问我说，那个毒品用起来是什么感觉啊？
And they come and ask me, what does it feel like to use drugs?
那个活在罪中是什么样子啊？
And what's it like to live within in sin?
他说啊，那个弟兄告诉我啊。
And so this brother told me,
他说啊，我能够脱离那种罪恶的捆绑啊，心中对神充满了感激。
He said that I was able to come out of this darkness.
但是啊，教会的这些小朋友好像对外面的世界非常好奇啊。
But it seems that our youth in church are more interested in this darkness.
就是想要飞来飞去啊。
And they want to fly to and fro.
所以在这里啊，给我们一个提醒啊。
So here gives us a reminder.
是的，世界上有很多很有趣的事情。
Yes, it's true that there are many interesting things in this world.
是的，这个天底下有很多你想要得到、想要拥有的。
And it's true that under this sun there are many things that we wish to receive and to accomplish.
但是不要忘了啊。
But don't forget.
当你的眼目都在这个世界。
When your eye is always on this world,
你就看不到方舟在哪里了。
Then you don't know where the ark is.
所以在诗篇的第24篇里面告诉我们。
So in Psalms 24,
我们请翻到诗篇的24篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 24.
诗篇24篇。
Psalms 24.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我们看第二节啊。
Verse 2.
诗篇的二十四篇的第二节
，Psalms 24 verse 2，
他说他把地建立在海上，安定在大水之上。第三节
，Three，
谁能登神的山？谁能站在他的圣所？这是大卫所作的一首诗。
And this is a psalm that David wrote。
并且在短短的两节里面提到了四个不一样的地点。
And within just these short two verses, we have four points。
从海到地。
From sea to land,
地到山
from land to hill,
最后要进入神的圣所
and lastly from hill to the holy place of the Lord.
告诉我们说，今天我们作为一个信徒
so here it tells us today as a Christian,
你还活在这个动荡不安的海中吗？
Are you still living within this sea?
是啦，海里很好玩啊。
It's true that it's very fun in the sea.
海里的资源非常的丰富
the freedom of the sea is very abundant.
我之前在加州之前在加州上班的时候
when I used to work in California.
因为生活非常的无聊啊，加州非常无聊啊。
Because life was very boring in California.
所以啊，我就去考了一个潜水的执照啊。
So I went and I got a scuba diving license.
那个时候啊，几乎每个星期天都在水底下。
So at that time, almost every Sunday, I'd go underwater.
每个星期天都要出去打工啊，到水底下去到水底下去办年货哦。
And every Sunday, I would go and work underwater.
真的啊，水底下的资源非常非常的丰富啊。
And it's true that there are many abundant things under the water.
我们那一次啊，一次都去几个人哦。
And back then, we go with a few people.
一个负责射鱼啊。
One in charge of shooting the fish.
一个负责那个抓龙虾。
One in charge of catching lobsters.
我专门负责挖干贝的啊。Scallop.
And I was in charge of...
我一人，大家一人负责一样啊。
And everybody had their own responsibilities.
有很多我们觉得很贵重的、很贵的东西啊，在水底下多的跟，很多啊，很多啊。
There were many things that we thought were very expensive, but it seemed that it was so abundant under the sea.
啊，我还记得有一天有一个教会有一个青年来到我家。
And I still remember one day a church youth came to my house.
啊，讲讲啊，就讲到日本料理哦。
We were talking and we ended up speaking about Japanese food.
啊，他说啊，他最喜欢吃那个乌尼啊，吃那个海胆啊，海胆饭啊，乌尼啊。
And he said his favorite food was uni.
啊，结果我就到冰箱里拿了一个碗公给他，说都给你，都给你。
So I went to the fridge.
爱吃多少吃多少。
And took out a big bowl of uni and said, "You can eat as much as you want."
为什么？因为水底下东西非常多啊。
And why is that? It's because there's so many of these under the sea.
是的，水底下资源很多。
It's true that there are many unis under the water.
是的，水底下非常好玩。
It's true that it's very fun under the water.
啊，但是如果你永远都在水底下
，But if you're always under the water,
你就死在里面了啊。
Then you'll die under the water.
哦，今天我们的信仰也是一样啊。
Today our faith is similar.
启示录告诉我们说，这个世界就好像这个海一样。
And in Revelation, it tells us that this earth is like a sea.
里面有太多的东西。
There are so many things.
但是你不要永远活在里面。
But don't live in it forever.
大卫说你要从海里出来。
David says that we need to come out of the sea.
来到坚实的陆地上面，来到陆地上面啊。
Come to the flat ground.
然后在信仰当中不断的往上攀爬。
And then afterward, to continue climbing upward in faith.
付出努力站到山顶。
To put in effort and go to the top of the hill.
啊，但是最后要进入神的圣所。
But lastly, it's to enter the place, the holy place.
使你能够亲眼见他。
So that you can greet Jesus with your own eyes.
哦，所以在这里说，这只乌鸦，它外面飞来飞去，就是不回家。
So here, the raven is flying around and. Just and not going home.
因为他已经被这个世界所吸引了。
Because he has been seduced by the world.
那第二，这里我们看到啊，这个乌鸦没有回来哦。
And second, we can see that the raven did not come home.
我们如果看第九节啊
，If we look at verse 9,
他说第九节说这个鸽子出去找不到落脚的地方。
And it says that the dove found no resting place for the sole of her feet.
啊，所以他只好回家了啊。
And so, therefore, her the only option was to go back to the ark.
鸽子找不到地方可以停留。
And the raven didn't.
鸽子哦，鸽子哦。
The dove couldn't find a place to stop.
所以他只好回来停在方舟上面。
So the only option for him was to go back to the ark.
哎，但是乌鸦为什么可以找到地方停留呢
？But why was it that the raven was able to find a place to rest?
因为选择不一样啊。
Because the choices were different.
啊，当洪水遮盖世界以后。
When the red waters fill the cover the earth,
他说啊，一切有生命气息的全部都被毁灭了。
And everything with life will be destroyed.
哦，所以到最后外面剩下什么
？And so what will be left outside?
只剩下尸体啦。
The only thing left are corpses.
哦，所以啊，乌鸦在外面飞。
And so, the raven is outside.
但是它总是会疲倦的嘛，会累啊。
But of course, at some point he will get tired.
但是他很累的时候，为什么可以不用回家
？So why is it that when he's tired, he didn't need to go home?
因为他可以停留在污秽的尸体上面。
But the answer is that he is able to stop and rest on the corpses.
鸽子不愿意。
The dove is unwilling to do so.
鸽子不愿意沾染污秽，所以他必须要回家。
The dove is unwilling to become impure, and so he went home.
啊，但是乌鸦不在乎。
But the raven doesn't care.
乌鸦不在乎把自己弄脏。
The raven doesn't care about becoming filthy.
乌鸦不在乎沾染世界上的污秽。
The raven doesn't care about being influenced by the bad things of
this world. 乌鸦不在意停留在尸体上面。
And the raven doesn't care that he needs to stop on a corpse.
他对自己的环境不在意。
He doesn't care about his environment.
他对选择的食物也不关心。
And he doesn't care about what kind of food he chooses to eat.
什么都可以吃。
Anything is edible.
什么地方都可以停。
I can stop anywhere.
只要我高兴。
As long as I'm happy.
有什么不可以的？
What can't I do?
那所以因为他沾染污秽。
So because he,
因为他可以接触这些污秽的东西啊。
Because he's able to be in touch with these bad things.
啊，生命当中不需要把自己分别为圣。
Then there is no need to keep the self pure.
哦，所以生活比较简单。
And so life is easier.
生命比较轻松。
It's more relaxed.
没有压力，没有压力，没有任何的困扰。
There's no pressure and there's no hardship.
可以任意而行。
And you can do whatever you want.
但是生命当中也没有恩典。
but also in life there is no blessing.
所以在这里我们看到乌鸦的第二个问题啊。
So here we can see the second problem with the raven.
第二个问题就是它可以随意的站在尸体上面。
And that problem is that whenever he wants, he will stop on the corpse.
他可以让他的环境里面充满了污秽。
And to let his environment be filled with sin.
其实啊，今天这样子的人啊。
And,
乌鸦这样的行为啊。
And today, those like the raven.
啊，如果是乌鸦这样子的行为啊，他的行为啊，他的 action 啊。
The actions of the raven.
其实在今天的社会啊，其实叫做聪明啊。
In actuality, in this society, it's considered smart.
是不是聪明？我能够调整一下，改变一下，妥协一下。哎呀，你高兴，我高兴，大家都高兴嘛。
Isn't it smart if you are able to tweak a few things here and there to make everybody happy?
反而啊，有些人呐，坚持的、执着的，被人家笑成傻瓜。
And it seems that those who are strict about their morals, they are called fools by others.
我相信我们在座很多信徒都被人家叫过傻瓜哦。
And I believe that many of us seated here have been called fools by
others. 就算人家没有讲出来啊，那个眼角的余光看着你也觉得你是傻瓜。
Just because nobody has actually said it out, maybe the way that they look at you, you can tell.
信仰这么执着干什么？
Why are you so strict about your faith?
哎呀，都差不多啦，都差不多啦。
It's all pretty much the same.
生活对自己这么严格做什么？
Why are you so strict?About your life.
不会啦，神知道我们软弱啦。
God knows that we're weak. It's okay.
是不是我们身旁有很多这样的所谓基督徒
？And do we have many Christians around us like this?
虽然他们也读圣经
，Even though they do study the Bible，
虽然他们也去教会
，They go to church，
甚至他们都知道对错
，And they do know right and wrong。
但是当遇到了选择必须要牺牲的时候
，But when they're faced with a choice and they need to make that choice，
没有关系的，耶稣了解，主知道。
They say that it's okay and God knows, Jesus understands.
哎呀，妥协一下没关系，改变一下神不计较。
It's okay if I change a little bit here and there, God won't care.
我回去悔改就好了。
If I go back and repent, then it'll be fine.
是不是我们遇到过很多这样的基督徒
？Have we met many Christians like this?
他说这样的行为、这样的选择就跟乌鸦没有什么两样啊。
So, these kind of actions are just like the raven.
虽然曾经站在方舟顶上。
Even though you used to stand on top of the ark,
虽然被挪亚所吩咐带于使命
and even though the raven was chosen by Noah to go,
但是当环境需要的时候
however, when the environment needed it,
改变、妥协、放弃自己的信仰原则
then the raven was able to make compromises in his life,
就停留在尸体上面啊
and to be able to stop on the corpse.
所以我们今天也要谨慎小心啊。
And today we need to be careful.
乌鸦今天的失败在于它没有原则。
The failure of the raven is that he had no morals.
能够站在尸体上面
and was able to stand on this filthy corpse.
因为他不在乎污秽
because he doesn't care about filthiness.
总是能够给自己找到很多借口跟理由
and he can always find excuses for himself.
这是我们所不能接受，更不能学习的
This is something that we can't accept and we can't learn from as well.
当我们离开了这间会堂。
Once we leave this chapel,
我们回到自己的生活，回到自己的环境里面。
When we go back to our lives, our own environment,
面对工作，面对同事，面对外面的朋友。
When we face our friends outside, our coworkers outside,
那个时候你的表现跟你所说的话才证实你是什么样的基督徒。
And at that time, the way that we act and the things that we say, we'll see if we're actually, we'll prove what kind of Christian we actually are.
你在外面的生活决定你在里面祷告的力量。
The life that you lead outside, shows the type of strength that you have when you pray in here.
曾经有一个姐，教会有一个姐妹哦。
There was a sister.
有一个学妹啊，找到一个新的工作啊。
She found a new job.
找到工作以后很开心啊，就去上班了。
And she was very happy when she found her new job and she went to work.
但是啊，工作不久以后哦。
But not long after working.
突然发觉啊，哎，奇怪，这家公司啊，怎么初一十五都要拜拜啊？
Why is it that we need to pray to idols?
这个是很多外面的公司这在亚洲哈，很多外面的公司都是这样子啊。
So in Asia, it's a very common practice to pray to idols.
他就不愿意啊。
And so our sister, she was unwilling.
她说我是基督徒啊。
She said I'm Christian.
她说我是基督徒，我不拜偶像的。
I'm Christian and I don't worship idols.
老板很生气啊。
And so her boss is very angry.
老板跟她讲啊。
And the boss told her.
你是基督徒，你不拜偶像。
If you're a Christian and you don't worship idols,
你看那个谁谁谁啊，都是基督徒啊！你看他们大家一起拜啊。
You see, look at him over there and him over there. They're also worshiping idols. They're Christians too.
你为什么这么不一样? 你为什么这么麻烦?
Why are you so different? Why are you so annoying?
我告诉你啊,
let me tell you.
如果你没有拜,
if you don't worship,
这公司里要是出了什么事啊,
what will happen to our company?
都是你的错。
It'll be your fault. Everything wrong will be your fault.
所以老板很生气啊。
And so the boss was very angry.
这个姐妹坚持不拜,
but our sister continued to not worship.
但是啊, 祷告当中一直求神能够帮助啊。
And she continued to pray to God, asking him for help.
她不是祷告求神帮助她保住这个工作。
She was not praying for God to help her keep the job.
而是祷告求神能够让公司不要出事。
But she was praying that God would prevent any bad things from happening to the company.
不是为了自己的工作,
not for her own work.
而是怕说啊, 那个人家会讲说, 你看, 就是你没有拜才不平安哦, 会让人家对基督徒有一个误解啊。
But she was praying to God so that nothing bad would happen to the company so that people wouldn't put the blame on her and blame Christians.
所以她非常坚持。
And so she continued to persevere.
不愿意拜啊。
And she was unwilling to worship.
就一个月一个月一个月这样一个月又一个月的过去了啊。
So month after month.
但是到有一天啊。
However, one day.
有一天啊, 老板经过她的身边啊。
One day her boss passed by her.
就拍拍她的肩膀啊。
And he patted her on the shoulder.
然后跟她说啊,
and he told her.
她说啊, 我看来看去哦,
he said, I've been looking around.
她说啊, 整个公司啊, 只有你啊, 才是真的基督徒啊。
And he said that in our whole company, you're the only true Christian.
那个谁啊, 那个谁啊, 那都是假的啊。
Him over there, her over there, they're all fake.
所以因为他的坚持,
because of her perseverance,
不愿意沾染污秽,
unwilling to be tainted by filth.
到最后神给他开路啊,
in the end, God opened a path for her.
借着他的坚持,
and because of her perseverance,
能够荣耀主耶稣的名啊,
she was able to glorify the name of God.
所以我们在这里看到这个乌鸦的选择,
and so here we see the choice of the raven.
就是在压力当中, 放弃了自己的原则,
is that in times of distress, the raven is able to let go of his morals.
今天信仰的路上啊,
today in our journey of faith,
我们一定会遇到压力,
we will definitely come into times of distress.
不同的人, 不同的地方遇到不一样的压力啊,
different types of people and different places, we will encounter different types of struggles.
在美国我们可能就是被人家笑啊, 被朋友讲一讲啊, 就是这样遇到这样子的事情啊。
In America, it might be that we'll be laughed at by our friends and people will say things behind our back.
在有的地方你可能会失去你的工作啊。
In some other places, perhaps you'll lose your job.
但有的地方你可能要逃命啊。
But in some other places, perhaps you need to run for your life.
所以啊, 像我到非洲啊。
So when I went to Africa,
有时候我会看, 哎, 奇怪啊, 怎么啊, 有的人一个人的家里面啊, 十几个小孩啊。
And so sometimes I'll wonder why in this one household are there 10 children?
我那时候有一次问一个弟兄, 我说, 为什么你有17个小孩呢?
And so once I asked a brother, why do you have 17 children?
我说你生的也太多了吧?
I said, haven't you had too many kids?
他说没有啦, 里面哦, 大部分都不是我的啦。
And he said, no, most of these are not mine.
他说我的小孩只有四个而已啊。
I only actually have 4 kids.
我说那其他的这些年轻人哪里来的啊?
And so I asked him, where did the rest come from?
他说啊，他们当中有的人是孤儿。
And he said, some of these are orphans.
爸妈都死掉了，孤儿哈，就把他带回家里来养。
Their parents passed away, so I brought them in.
他说啊，有的为了信耶稣啊，被赶出家，赶出家里啊。
And some of them, because they believed in Jesus, they were kicked out of their house.
是的，在非洲啊，有时候你信真耶稣教会会被赶出部落的。
And it's true that sometimes in Africa, when you believe in the true Jesus Church, you'll be kicked out of your village.
你可能会被赶出家里，你可能会没有工作，工作会被辞掉的。
You might be kicked out of your house and you will lose your job.
然后被赶出部落一无所有啊。
And you will have nothing after you're kicked out.
所以啊，后来就很有些信徒就把他们带回家，大家有饭就吃嘛，反正就是这样过日子嘛。
And so some brothers and sisters will take these people in.
所以啊，今天有的人为信仰要付出很大的代价啊。
And so today, some people need to pay a big price for their faith.
但是不管怎么样,
but no matter what,
信仰的路上一定会遇到这种压力跟考验。
On this journey of faith, we will definitely encounter struggles.
所以保罗告诉我们啊,
and so that's why Paul tells us.
保罗告诉我们说, 凡立志敬虔度日, 我们看一下, 我们看提摩太前书啊。
Let's look at 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第三章。
1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章哦。
Second Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书三章的第十二节。
Chapter 3 verse 12.
十二节。他说不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的都要受逼迫。啊，在这里保罗已经讲得很清楚了。
And so in verse 12, Paul already says very clearly.
他说如果今天你立志要敬虔度日。
If today you want to live a life of holiness,
他说你一定会受逼迫啊。
You will most definitely face persecution.
不是可能啊。
It's not a possibility.
不是或许哦。
It is not maybe.
他说你一定会受逼迫啊。
He says definitely.
所以我们信仰的路上一定会受到逼迫。
So along our journey of faith, we will definitely face persecution.
但是当今天逼迫临到，压力临到了。
But today, when the persecution comes and the suffering comes,
你的选择是什么？
What is our choice?
是要展翅飞回方舟呢？
Do we run back to the ark?
还是要妥协停在尸首上面呢？
Or do we stop and stop on the corpse?
如果今天你妥协，
And if today we stop,
你想说碰一下没关系啦，沾一下休息一下，主耶稣了解啊。
And we think that it's okay if I stop a little bit here, Jesus understands.
有一就有二，陷下去就起不来啦。一妥协以后就会 就很难再走出来啦。
Once you start, it's hard to stop.
所以啊，在这里给我们一个提醒啊。
And so here reminds us.
他说啊，乌鸦就停留了。
It reminds us that the raven stopped here.
但是鸽子却回到方舟上啊。
However, the dove returned to the ark.
第三个，我们在这里看到这个乌鸦的问题啊。
And the third point, one of the problems of the raven.
它飞来飞去。
He flew around.
它在停留在外面。
And he stopped outside.
到最后他从来不肯回头啊。
And he never returned back home.
所以圣经里面讲到，再也没有提到乌鸦了，再也没有提到这只乌鸦了。
And so in this verse, in this chapter, afterward, it doesn't speak about the raven anymore.
没有什么好说了，因为他不回头了。
There's nothing good to say about the raven because he didn't return home.
所以今天乌鸦的第三个问题在，不管什么样的情形，他从不回头啊。
And so the third point today is that no matter in what situation, the raven decided not to return home.
以致到最后他被众人所忘记。
And in the end, he was forgotten by all people.
并且今天被记录下来成为一个警告。
But he's only remembered as a warning for us today.
所以今天你跟我。
So today you and I.
我们都像乌鸦一样。
We are like the raven.
我们其实都不够好。
We are actually not good enough.
我们有很多的弱点，很多的缺点。
We have many weaknesses.
是的，我们很想要变成鸽子。
And it's true we want to be like the dove.
但是啊，人所努力的义行还是不够啊。
But the hard work that we put in is not enough.
所以我们仍然像乌鸦一样。
And so all of us here, we are like ravens.
但是神愿意把机会给你跟我。
But Jesus, God is willing to give us an opportunity.
救恩的机会。
The opportunity of salvation.
侍奉的机会。
The opportunity to have blessings.
宣教宣道的机会。
The opportunity to have
evangelism. 神把机会都给你跟我了。
God has given the opportunity to us.
是让我们做一个选择。
And it's up to us to make a choice.
来选择走出人生不一样的道路来。
Do we walk a different path from others?
列王记上里面也记载到另外一只乌鸦哦。
First Kings tells us, talks about a different raven.
就是以利亚时代的那一只乌鸦。
And this is
那一群乌鸦哦。
This is a flock of ravens in the time of Elijah.
说啊，以利亚的时代，这一群乌鸦天天给他叼饼跟肉啊。
And it says that in this, this flock of ravens every day would provide Elijah with food.
能够养活一个大先知啊。
And they were able to sustain the life of a priest.
都是乌鸦，都是乌鸦。
And all of them were ravens.
不代表一定要失败。
So it doesn't represent that they all need to fail.
都是乌鸦。
They're all ravens.
不代表一定要污秽。
But it doesn't represent sin.
如果能够像以利亚时代的乌鸦，
if we can be like the ravens in the time of Elijah,
一样能够活出一样不一样，能够一样能够活出一个不同的人生来，
and we can live a life that's different,
一样能够被纪念。
We can be remembered.
成为神家有用的器皿跟工人。
And we can be remembered as a vessel that is useful to God.
差别在哪里？
So where's the difference?
差别在机会临到时你的选择。
And so the difference is that once the opportunity comes, what choice do we make?
我们看回来创世纪的第八章。
Let's look back to Genesis chapter 8.
创世纪的第八章。
Genesis chapter 8.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
我们看第十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
十一节。 十一节说，到了晚上，鸽子回到他那里，嘴里叼着一块一个新拧下来的橄榄叶子，挪亚就知道地上的水退了。十二节。
12.
他又等我们看第十三节啊。
13.
挪亚601岁，正月初一日，地上的水都干了。挪亚撤去方舟的盖观看，便见地上的水地上干了。到第十四节
14.
到了2月27日，地就都干了。我们在这里看到挪亚的第二个选择啊。
And so here we see the second choice of Noah.
那第一个选择是他选的乌鸦出去侍奉。
So the first choice that he made was to send out the raven.
第二个选择是他在这里选择什么时候离开方舟。
And the second choice was here. He made a choice at what time to leave the ark.
我们如果仔细看这一段的记载啊。
If we look carefully here,
我们会发现啊，是圣经里面有三个不一样的形容词哦。
There are three different descriptive words here.
第一个哦。
The first one.
十一节说挪亚知道。
In verse 11, it says that Noah knew.
挪亚知道地上的水干了。
And Noah knew that the waters had receded from the earth.
十三节哦。
Verse 13.
挪亚看见。
And Noah saw.
挪亚看亲眼看到水已经干了。
And Noah saw with his own eyes that the ground was dry.
但是当他知道水干了。
But
他知道水干了。
When he knew that the ground was dry,
他有没有出去？
Did he go outside?
他并没有出去啊。
He did not.
他亲眼见到水干了。
Even though he saw that the earth was dry,
他还是没有出去啊。
He still didn't go out.
挪亚到什么时候才离开方舟？
So what? Only when did Noah leave the ark?
我们看第十五节啊。
Let's look at verse 15.
神对挪亚说，十六。
16.
他说：“你和你的妻子、儿子、儿妇都可以出方舟了。”在这里我们看到挪亚的第二个选择。
And so here we see the second choice of Noah.
就是选择什么时候可以出方舟。
And the choice of when to leave the ark.
今天很多人做事情都凭自己的想法。
And here, today many people make do things based on their own thinking.
我想，我认为，我觉得。
I think, I want to, I feel.
就像这里讲说，挪亚知道啊。
And so here it says that just like Noah, it says Noah knew.
这里讲说挪亚都看见了。
And Noah saw.
所以很多时候我们今天在参与教会的圣工哦。
And so a lot of the time when we pay attention to the holy work at church,
我们的选择，我们做事的方法都在于我知道我看见。
Sometimes we see that the way that we do holy work is based on I see or I feel.
所以啊，我们今天为什么常常非常坚持某一些想法或坚持自己的意见？
So why is it sometimes that we are so stubborn about our own opinions?
而且不愿意听别人讲的。
And we are so unwilling to hear what
other people think. 为什么我们常常都觉得自己是对的？
Why do we often feel that we are right?
并且希望大家都要听我的想法。
And we feel that everybody should listen to what we have to say.
为什么？因为你觉得你知道，因为你觉得你看见。
And the answer is because we think we know and we think that we've seen.
我们觉得自己的想法是最对的。
We think that our own thinking is the most right.
我们觉得说我们的决定才是对教会最好的。
And we think that our decision is the best for the church.
所以如果有任何人跟我意见不同，
So if anybody has an opinion different from mine,
就是阻挡圣工。
Then they are opposing the holy work.
如果有的人不赞同我，
If somebody doesn't agree with me,
就是不符合神的旨意。
Then they are going against God's will.
为什么？
But why?
因为我们常觉得我看见，我知道什么是最好的。
But that's because we think we know and we've seen what the best thing is to do.
但是在这里，挪亚就给我们留下一个学习的榜样啊。
But here Noah helps us learn something.
你所知道的不见得是对的。
What you know may not be correct.
你所看见的不见得是真实的。
And what you've seen may not be the truth.
所以到最后，挪亚虽然看见，虽然知道。
And so in the end, although Noah saw and he knew,
他仍然留在方舟之中啊。
He still chose to remain within the ark.
难道挪亚不想出来吗？
Do you think that Noah didn't want to leave?
哇，跟一大堆动物活了一年，很痛苦的。
He was living one whole year with a bunch of animals.
这么多动物在里面，味道也难闻，生活环境又狭窄。
It was cramped in there, and it probably smelled really bad.
所以啊，挪亚也想赶快出来啊。
So of course Noah wanted to leave.
但是挪亚非常清楚啊。
But Noah is very clear.
他在等。
He was waiting.
等什么？
What was he waiting for?
等神说他可以出去啊。
He was waiting for God to say that he could leave.
哦，所以虽然环境不舒服。
So although the environment is uncomfortable.
虽然他觉得自己已经看见了，自己知道了。
Although he has seen with his own eyes and he feels that he knows something.
他却没有把这个开方舟门的这个选择抓在自己的手中。
But he still didn't make the choice, to open the doors of the ark.
有时候我们想想自己今天跟神的关系啊。
Sometimes if we think about the relationship between ourselves and God,
不管是个人的祷告,
whether it's personal prayers,
或者是教会里圣工的执行,
or perhaps the way that we do holy work.
有时候我们发觉说我们跟神的关系有点怪怪的啊。
And sometimes we might feel that we have a strange, relationship with God.
我们不太像神跟不太像主人跟仆人的感觉哦。
It doesn't feel like a master and a servant.
比较像阿拉丁跟神灯的感觉啊。
It seems more like Aladdin and the genie.
你看那个阿拉丁里面那个基尼啊。
If you look at the genie in Aladdin.
哇，不，那个基尼就跑出来了。
If you rub the lamp, then the genie will come out.
哦，那个 master 主人啊，我可以给你三个愿望啊。
Master, I will give you three wishes.
哎，有时候我们真的把主耶稣当成神灯精灵啊。
And sometimes we make Jesus into this genie.
我们常常搞不清楚到底谁是主人，谁是仆人啊。
Sometimes it seems we can't tell who's the master and
who's the servant. 所以在祷告当中的要求非常坚持。
So in our prayers, we are very persistent in our prayers.
这是我要的。
This is what I want.
这是最好的。
This is the best for me.
这样才是对。
This is correct.
啊，讲来讲去好像我们比神更聪明啊。
And the more we talk about it, it seems that we're smarter than Jesus.
所以我们只希望主耶稣能够照着我们的方法按照我的需要来给我实现。
And so we only want Jesus to do things according to what we want and what we need.
对自己的人生的需要是这样。对我们自己人生里面的需要，我们是这样祷告。
Based on what we want in our life, this is how we pray.
在教会里面做圣工也是一样这种态度啊。
And when we do holy work in church as well, we have this attitude too.
我们常常啊，已经先立定好了，已经先决定了。
And a lot of the time we make a decision already. First,
这是对的。
This is right.
这是好的。
This is good.
这是必须要去执行的。
And this must happen.
哦，这是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
哦，所以啊，我们就非常坚持啊。
And so we are very persistent.
任何人跟我意见不同，就是我的敌人。
Anybody who disagrees with me is,
就是神的敌人啊，不是我的敌人，神的敌人啊。
Anybody who disagrees with me is the enemy of God.
哦，所以我要处理掉他啊。
And so I must deal with them.
而讲来讲去啊，到底我们在祷告什么？
But if we the while we're talking about this, what are we actually praying about?
祷告到最后就是什么？我知道，我看见，我要照着我的想法。
And in the end, this prayer is that we've seen and we know, and we want things to happen based on our own will.
虽然有祷告啊。
So although we did pray.
啊，但是祷告来祷告去啊，心中早就都做好决定了。
Even though we prayed for a long time, we had already made a decision in our heart.
你虽然知道。
Even though you know,
你虽然看见
，Even though you've seen,
但是你确定你看的一定是对的吗
？Are you sure that what you've seen is correct?
你确定你想的一定是最好的吗
？Are you sure that what you think is correct?
就算你的方法是最好的
，It might be that your way is the best way.
好，你是今天伊丽莎白教会最聪明 ，IQ 最高的
，And you might be the one with the highest IQ in Elizabeth Church.
所以你很辛苦的想出一个最好的方法来
，And so you painstakingly think of the best solution.
最好的方法。你最好的方法不见得是最正确的方法啊。
But the best way may not be the correct way.
为什么？因为时间你不能掌控。
But why is that? And that's because we can't control time.
因为未来你看不到。
And we don't know the future.
所以如果时间不正确啊。
So if the timing is incorrect.
最好的想法可能是对教会造成最大的伤害。
The best solution may cause the church the greatest harm.
所以啊，我们今天要以挪亚来作为我们今天一个学习的榜样啊。
And so today we must learn from Noah.
我虽然知道。
Even though I know.
但是我等候。
I will wait.
我就算亲眼看见。
Even though I've seen with my own eyes,
我继续等候。
I will continue to wait.
我等到什么时候
？When will I wait till?
等到神说挪亚你出来。
And I will wait until God says, Noah, come out.
这个时候出来呀，一定没有问题呀。
And at this time, of course, there's no problem.
因为是神叫你出来的。
Because God told you to come out.
你如果看见你自己选择
，If you look at your own decision,
你要为你自己的人生做，你要为你的选择来负责啊。
Then you must.Take responsibility for your decisions.
但是如果是神叫你出来的
，However, if it was God who told you to do it,
神就要为你的行动来负来，神就要为你的人生来负责啊。
then God will take responsibility for your life.
然后像创世纪里面讲到亚伯拉罕。
And so in Genesis, it talks about Abraham.
他说亚伯拉罕跟罗德要分开的时候、哦、
And when Abraham wanted to split ways with Lot.
圣经里面讲说罗德举目观看、啊、
And the Bible says that Lot lifted his eyes and looked.
他看到一个漂亮的平原。
And he saw a beautiful plain.
那他就选择了那个好的、啊。
And so he chose the land.
啊，但是呢，不，没有多久之后哦。
But not long after.
他说、啊、这个美丽像神的园子一样的平原啊。
And he said, this beautiful land, like the garden of God.
哦，说好像伊甸园一样哎。
It seems like the garden of Eden.
他说、啊、好像烧着的火窑啊。
But it ended up becoming like the burning furnace.
他说人所看见的就是这样。
And so this is the way that man sees things.
你现在看见，你觉得它很美。
Right now, we'll see something and we think that it is beautiful.
你怎么知道接下来它不会变成烧着的火窑呢？
But how do we know that it won't eventually become a burning furnace?
啊，但是啊，亚伯拉罕没有选哦。
But here we can see that Abraham did not make a choice.
神对亚伯拉罕说，
God told Abraham,
起来，
come.
他说，举目观看啊。
Lift your eyes and see.
你看到的都是你的啊。
All that you see will be yours.
亚伯拉罕没有自己看。
But Abraham didn't see for himself.
是神叫他看的。
God told him to look.
啊，亚伯拉罕看见什么？
And what is it that Abraham was looking at?
看见了一个不太好的地方啊。
What he was looking at was perhaps a land that didn't seem so nice.
为什么？因为好的已经被选走了。
Why? Because the good one was taken by Lot.
好的被选走，只剩下这个不好的啊。
The good one was taken by Lot, so he's left with the not so good one.
神说亚伯拉罕，你看一看啊。
So God said, Abraham, look.
亚伯拉罕看一看，哇，还是一样这么不好啊。
And Abraham looked up, and oh, it's still just as bad.
那没有说亚伯拉罕一看呐、啊，哇，地上喷水啊，那个什么，马上树也长出来了，草也长出来了，通通没有啊。
And it's not that when God told Abraham to look that the land suddenly magically became better.
那神说你看一看，看一看，还是不好。
And so when Abraham raised his eyes to look, it's still the same.
啊，但是啊，不好，我接受啊，所以亚伯拉罕逐坛献祭啊。
But because even though it was bad, Abraham accepted it anyway.
他说啊，神给我的，我就接受。
And he, whatever God gives me, I will accept it.
哦，所以亚伯拉罕接受了。
And so Abraham accepted.
这一块神叫他看的地。
This land that God gave him.
也就是我们后来所知道的流奶与蜜的地方啊。
And it is the land that we know to be the land of milk and honey.
哦，所以今天你自己看。
And today, so today when we look.
你知道你看见你自己选择。
We know and we see and we make our own choices.
你就为你自己的人生负责啊。
Then you need to be responsible for your own life.
啊，但是我们如果能够等候神的时候。
But if we're able to wait for God.
神叫你看。
God tells us to look.
神叫你选。
God tells us to choose.
神叫你出来。
God tells us to come out.
他就要为你的人生负责到底啊。
Then God will be responsible for your life till the end.
这是亚伯拉罕的人生智慧。
And this is the wisdom of Abraham.
也是我们今天信仰路上要学习的，要学习等候。
And this is something that we need to learn to be able to wait for in our journey of faith.
哦，所以亚伯拉罕出方舟啊。
And so...
挪亚出了方舟。
So Noah left the ark.
那出了方舟以后啊，这里讲说挪亚第十二十节哈、哦。
Chapter 8 verse 20.
这是挪亚的第三个选择啊。
This is the third choice that Noah made.
二十节说挪亚为神筑了一座坛，将各样洁净的牲畜、飞鸟献在坛上为燔祭啊。啊，这是圣经里面第一次记载筑坛献祭。
And in verse 20, this is the first time that the Bible records an altar and a sacrifice.
那说啊，在这里讲说挪亚离开了，挪亚出了方舟啊。
And here, after Noah had left the ark,
一个新的世界的开始。
It is the beginning of a new world.
哇，那个挪亚出来啊，世界上都没有人，剩下他一家啦。
And when he came out, there was no one in this world except his own family.
啊，所以啊，挪亚，你可以想象挪亚跑出来大喊啊，我就是地球的主人啦。
And so
没有啦，那是我自己想的啊。
It could have been that when Noah came out of the ark, he said, I am the ruler of the world because
啊、本来就是啊、
no one's left.
整个地球剩下他一家，那地球就是他家的、啊。
Because it's true, he's the only family left.
啊，但是啊，你看挪亚出来哦，他其实有很多事情可以做啊。
And there are many things that Noah could have done.
挪亚啊，他可以重新建造房子啊。
he could have built his own house again.
把孩子那个孩子带出来，那个可以，他有很多事情需要忙的。
There are many things he could be busy about and to do.
但是挪亚出来的第一个选择哦。
But what is the choice that Noah made when he came out?
挪亚出了方舟以后，就为神筑了一座坛。
And here it says that after Noah came out of the ark, he built an altar for the Lord.
并且在坛上献祭啊。
And then made sacrifices to the Lord.
这是挪亚的选择。
This is Noah's choice.
我们弟兄姐妹啊
，brothers and sisters，
你生命当中能够做的事情太多了。
In our life, there are too many things that we can do.
那是不是我们有太多事情可以做啊？太多东西可以看啊？有太多太多方向可以跑啊？
There are so many things we can see, so many directions that we can go.
但是挪亚出了方舟以后
，But what Noah did when he came out of the ark.
他虽然看见的是一个新的世界
，Even though what he saw was a new world.
但是他的第一个选择是来到神的面前
，But his first choice was to come before God.
并且在神面前献祭感恩
，And then to sacrifice to God.
所以我们也是一样啊。
And so we must also be the same.
我们今天得到了神的拯救。
And now that we have received the salvation of God,
生命当中有了新的盼望。
And in our lives, there is now a new hope.
让我们有新的机会。
And we have a new opportunity.
可以走出一个不一样的人生来。
To be able to walk a different life.
我们也要为神来筑坛献祭啊。
We still need to raise an altar for the Lord and to sacrifice.
学会感谢感恩哦。
And to learn to be thankful.
所以啊，有时候我们听到一些信徒在讲啊。
And so sometimes we'll hear some believers
say, 你请他做见证啊，哇，跑到追不到人啊。
You ask them to bear testimony and you can't find them because they're
running away. 请你做见证，不要啊，不要，我都没有见证，我都没有恩典啊。
You say, can you please bear testimony? And they say, no, I have no blessings in my life.
不要乱讲话哦。
Don't lie.
不要，不是。
Don't say.
Carelessly 啊。
Don't be careless.
不要乱讲话啊，那个你讲没有啊，神就没有，没有就拿走啦。
So if you say that there are no blessings in your life, perhaps God will take them away.
原本有给你的，你说没有，没有就不给了。
Originally you had blessings, but because you're saying you don't, maybe God will take it away.
反正给你你也不记得啊，干脆不要给你啦。
It seems that you don't even appreciate what you do have.
所以啊，不要乱讲啊，说啊我都没有啊，没有没有见证啊，没有没有东西可以讲啊，不要乱讲话啊。
So don't be careless this way.
所以啊，今天啊，神在我们生命当中见证很多。
So God truly has many testimonies for us within
our lives. 给我们很多的恩典在我们的生活里面。
Given us many blessings in our lives.
让我们能够有机会走上这一条救恩的道路。
Allowing us to have the opportunity to walk along this path of salvation.
说啊，我们要纪念神的恩典啊。
And so we have to remember the blessings of God.
像挪亚一样啊，献祭感谢天上的神啊。
Just like Noah who sacrificed and thanked God.
说当你把神放在心中。
When you put God in your heart.
这里说神就与挪亚立下了一个新约啊。
Here it says that God made a new covenant with Noah.
说当神闻到那个馨香之气啊。
When,
那个献祭的香气啊
，When God smelled the pleasant aroma of the sacrifice，
神心中就喜悦啊。
Then, in His heart, God was happy。
所以我们的弟兄姐妹
，So brothers and sisters，
生命当中有很多事情可以做
，There are so many things to do in life，
有很多东西可以追求
，Many things we can pursue。
但是在你忙碌以前
，But when you're busy，
在你还没有忙之前啊
，But before you're busy，
在你想要乱跑之前啊
，Before you want to go run off，
在你要跑进世界大喊我是世界的王的之前啊
，Before you want to run into this world and say that I am the king of the world，
地球就剩下我们一家啦。
And there's only my family left on this earth.
在你去追求世界以前啊
before you go and pursue the world,
你停下你的脚步啊
just stop your footsteps.
回头看一看方舟啊
look back at the ark.
那是你的救恩
that is your salvation.
那是你的盼望
that's your hope.
那是神在你生命当中真实最大的恩典啊
and that is the greatest blessing that God has given to us in our lives.
怎么会没有恩典呢？怎么会没有神迹呢
？So how is it that we don't have any blessings?
怎么会没有见证可以讲呢
？How is it that we have no testimonies to bear?
你能够来到神的面前得到救恩的盼望，就是最大的神迹啊
！To be able to come before God, having this chance of salvation, this is the greatest blessing.
请问这个神迹够不够
？I ask you, is this enough?
对很多人来讲不够啊
！To many people, it seems that this isn't enough.
但是啊，对我们来说啊
，But to us.
不配的你我有机会得到救恩，就是最大的神迹啊
！To have the opportunity to receive salvation, that is the biggest miracle.
所以我们一定要建造这个，一定要为神筑坛献祭啊
！And so we must raise an altar and sacrifice to the Lord.
来纪念神的恩典。
And we must remember the blessings of the Lord.
来感谢神的帮助。
And thank God for His help.
更要立志为神来付出。
And to even more put more effort into repaying the Lord.
能够让我们得到神的喜悦。
So that we can receive the happiness of the
Lord. 在这个新的生命的开始。
And so that in this new beginning of our life,
有神伴随我们的每一步。
We can have God to be with us on every, with every step.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
唱诗七十首。
70.